Einride AB filed a Form 425 with the SEC on May 19, 2026, which means a real business combination with Legato Merger Corp. 3 is confirmed and moving toward a shareholder vote. This is not speculation, the clock is running. Here is what actually happened. Einride and Legato announced their definitive merger agreement on November 12, 2025, at a $1.8 billion valuation. In February 2026, they closed an oversubscribed PIPE of approximately $113 million. On April 27, 2026, they filed a registration statement on Form F-4 with the SEC. The Form 425, filed on May 19, confirms the proxy materials are being distributed and the shareholder vote is approaching. The deal machinery is live. Institutional capital has already signaled demand by oversubscribing the PIPE, but the market has not fully priced what Einride actually is. Not a trucking operator, but an AI infrastructure layer inside physical logistics. That distinction changes everything about how you should think about this asset in the pre-close window. For a fund manager with exposure to autonomous systems or mobility assets, a change of control is confirmed and approaching. The proxy vote has not closed, and this is your last window to review counterparty exposure before Einride becomes a NYSE-listed entity with a new capital structure. For a treasury officer structuring tokenized positions in AI logistics assets, any digital representations of receivables or operational contracts tied to Einride's pre-merger entity need immediate change of control clause review, because SPAC mergers create new holding company structures and obligations written against the pre-deal entity may need to be novated or repapered. For a fintech founder or tokenization builder working on real-world asset infrastructure in logistics, Einride going public at $1.8 billion with 5 NHTSA state approvals for autonomous operations is your first pricing anchor for how the market values autonomous freight at scale. That anchor changes how you pitch tokenized logistics receivables to institutional allocators. Watch for the SEC to declare the Form F-4 effective, which typically happens 30 days after filing, with potential rounds of SEC comments. That effectiveness declaration triggers the proxy mailing and shareholder vote schedule. That is your next hard trigger in the deal timeline.